At Horan Wells, when we pray, you know what? There isn't necessarily a power in our prayers, our words per se, but there is power in the one to whom we pray. And coming up on Thursday, May the 2nd, it is the National Day of Prayer, a day to join together in lifting up our nation, our leaders, and our local community before God in prayer. With me today, we have Tony Zack. He is from Leading with Power and part of the group who is sponsoring the 23rd Annual Mayoral Prayer Breakfast. That'll be taking place on May the 2nd, starting at 7:29 at the Cargill Room in La Crosse. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Darla, thanks for having me again.
Sure, I haven't seen you in a while. I know you've been busy with Leading with Power and many other things that are going on. Leading with Power is the monthly men's luncheon. I guess we can't assume everybody knows that. taking place in La Crosse. And you're one of the sponsors this year of the Mayoral Prayer Breakfast. Tell us why Leading with Power got involved.
Well, you know, Leading with Power is the vision is to build up men to be better husbands, fathers, leaders at work, and leaders in the community. And we do that by bringing in speakers once a month. And we're a Christian organization, so we thought, you know, we should match up with the prayer breakfast and get the word out there. So we're helping out with the sponsorship of the media. So I work a lot with the Facebook and that kind of marketing stuff. So we thought we'd jump on board and help them out, get the word out.
Why do you think it's so important that we as a nation set aside this one specific day of community prayer each year?
Well, you know, prayer is really the foundation of our connection right to God, right? So, you know, prayer is really such a important part of, you know, praying for our leaders, praying for our nation, praying for our families and things like that. And the National Day of Prayer really is that day where we all get together and we specifically pray for those leaders in our community, in business, and in politics. And everybody knows we need a lot of prayer in the political realm, right?
So, let's not go there, Tony.
So this is the day that everybody really gets together and does that. And you're going to see this all over the community. There's a lot of churches that will gather around the flagpole and the, you know, things like that. So this is the 23rd annual Mayoral Prayer Breakfast, and it's really quite a thing. One of the big things is if you've been to the prayer breakfast before, what you need to know is that this year we're actually moving from the Radisson over to the Cargill Room.
A new location.
You know, if you've been going every single year, and I know there's people out there that have, this is just going to be a little, just a block away.
Not too far away. But if you go to the other location, you're going to be leave hungry.
Right. it's really been growing. And this last year, I sit on the committee for planning this event. And we said, you know, we're growing to the point where we need to find a different location because we're hoping that we can get nearly, you know, 300 people there. So the Cargill Room can obviously can get that kind of, you know, that volume in there. So this is the change that we're making. So just make sure that that you're going to the right place.
That's, you know. Okay, good information there. You know what I love about the Mayoral Prayer Breakfast is that it brings together people from all different denominations, all different walks of life, representatives of you know, the fire department, the police department, the different churches, the different offices in the community. Brings everybody together for one purpose, and that is to join together in lifting up our nation, our leaders, the community, before God in prayer, and how desperately we need that.
Indeed, and we'll have a lot of people there that will, you know, Dave Twite is going to pray for the business leaders. We'll have Tom Thibodeau will be praying for our educators, and we're going to have people like that that'll come up and do a prayer and lead us all in prayer and stuff like that. So it's really, if you haven't been there before, it really is a cool experience to be there. You're going to know so many people there too. There's a lot of community leaders. There's a lot of business owners and people like that. But then there's just run-of-the-mill guys like me that like
they even let you in.
They even let me in, so it's pretty cool. And you know, I'm kind of a sucker for a good breakfast. So.
Yeah.
And you know, Darla, it's only $15 for this breakfast, and you're definitely going to get your money's worth. And it does start. We're very cognizant of the time, mm-hmm. so we start right at 7:29, mm-hmm. and we go to 8:45, and it is very well planned out. The agenda is really, really tight, so we're not going to be dragging out until, you know, 9:10:30, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's 7:29 to 8:45, $15 a ticket. And now the big thing that you need to know is that I believe on April 23rd is when we stop ticket sales.
Okay.
So you've got a few more days to purchase your tickets, and you're going to want to do that by going to crprayer.org. So Cooley Region Prayer, so crprayer.org.
You spell very well.
I'm reading it off of the page here. So
the tickets are also available, by the way, if you're in the La Crosse area or on Alaska area. You can stop by Redemption Christian Bookstore or by Living Word Church and pick up your tickets there. Otherwise, they are available online. And we'll have that link on our community calendar. If you're driving right now, don't get in a wreck. Trying to write that down.
Don't do that.
No, and you can get the link there to get your tickets for the 23rd. Annual Mayoral Prayer Breakfast. And who is the speaker this year?
Our speaker this year, this is pretty exciting. It's Al Linder, and he is awesome. He's a big name in fishing, you know, and he's an advocate for the Christian faith. And mm-hmm. he has prayer time on his shows and things like that, which is, it's really cool. And so we have one of the guys that sits on our panel, Frank. He knows Al, and he was able to get the connection. So Al is coming in. We've been working on getting Al for a long time. Mm. So we're super excited that Al's going to be here. So we think that this is going to draw a great crowd. Some of the past speakers we've had Dave Scogan, Don Weber. Mm-hmm. We've had some phenomenal speakers, and you know it's not a real long talk or anything like that, but it's always really, really good. So please, I encourage you to grab your friends and spread the word. You can also find the page on Facebook as well. So if you're on Facebook and you just type in Mayoral Prayer Breakfast La Crosse, it'll take you right over to the site. And then you can link right onto the website to buy your tickets on there as well.
All righty. It sounds great. Again, we are talking about the 23rd annual Mayoral Prayer Breakfast. That's going to be held at the Cargill Room in La Crosse on Thursday, May the 2nd. Again, that is the National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May the 2nd, starting with the 23rd annual Mayoral Prayer Breakfast at the Cargill Room in La Crosse. As Tony said, tickets are available online and also at Living Word Church and Redemption Christian Bookstore then in on Alaska. And you can find all of those details and all that information and the links on our community calendar. That's on our Praise Network mobile app and also online at praisenetwork.com. Tony, great to see you again.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Darla, and I will see you at the prayer breakfast.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. We'll see you then. Thanks again.
Thank you.